What's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This,
indeed you are, Paul,
is...
It's in my head!
Fan Effect.
Well, can any movie kick Dune Part 2 from the top spot at the box office? Maybe not, but Jack Black is going to try with another entry to the Kung Fu Panda series.
Oh, yeah. Join us now for his review of that film and what else to watch this weekend is Andy Farnsworth, host of The Movie Show every Friday on KSL News Radio.
I'm not going to be the dragon warrior anymore.
Jack Black is back once again as the voice of Po in Kung Fu Panda 4, our big movie of the week. Po's told that the time has come for him to find and train a new dragon warrior so that he can become the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace. But Po finds an excuse not to do that when he learns an evil chameleon voiced by Viola Davis is trying to bring back all the villains Po had banished to the spirit world. I thought Kung Fu Panda 4 was pretty good, though it didn't quite rise to the level of enjoyment that I felt with parts 1, 2, and 3. Awkwafina joins up as the tricky fox Zhen, and I actually thought she was a great addition. The Furious Five, though, who we got to know in the other movies, they were not in part 4, and I thought the movie was a little bit worse for the fact. I give Kung Fu Panda 4 a grade of B, but I will note that all my kids enjoyed it. It's rated PG, and it's only in theaters. Also in theaters this week, a new entry from Angel Studios called Cabrini. It's the true story of a missionary from the late 1800s named Mother Frances Cabrini, the first American to be canonized as a saint in the Catholic Church. We learn a lot about Cabrini in this movie as she fights against sexism and anti-Italianism while trying to establish both an orphanage and a hospital in New York. I really enjoyed watching this movie. Mother Cabrini, at least as depicted in this movie, is a force for good. She won't just meekly accept the constant denials of her requests for help or funding. She genuinely cares for the kids she takes in, and she fights for the overlooked, oppressed, and dismissed. I think Cabrini is totally worth the effort to watch. I give it a B-plus grade. It's rated PG-13. Now, if you're looking for something more in the scary vibe, you could check out Imaginary, the latest horror suspense movie from the talented folks at Blumhouse. In Imaginary, a woman moves back to her childhood home with her husband and two stepdaughters. When the younger stepdaughter starts carrying around and talking to a teddy bear she finds in the house, everyone thinks it's cute, until weird and creepy things start happening. I'm not a big fan of horror movies, but I didn't hate this one. There were some decent scares and a good creepy premise. I watched it with my 17-year-old daughter, and she liked it more than I did. It's only rated PG-13. For me, though, Imaginary only gets a grade of C. It's playing only in theaters. Finally, the big streaming item of the week is on Netflix. It's called Damsel and features Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown as a princess from a poor kingdom whose father arranges for her to marry a prince from a rich kingdom. But no sooner is the wedding completed when her groom drops her off a ledge and into a dragon's lair where she's expected to be eaten so the dragon will leave the kingdom alone. Netflix threw a lot of money and effort at the special effects for this movie, and it pays off, I thought. I also thought Millie Bobby Brown played a pretty convincing fantasy action hero. The movie might be a little too intense for the youngest kids, but tweens and up may enjoy it as much as I did. Damsel's rated PG-13 and is streaming on Netflix. Just a reminder, Academy Awards coming up this weekend also. With What to Watch, I'm the movie show's Andy Farnsworth for KSL5.
All right, for more of Andy's thoughts on these movies and everything else coming to screens big and small this week, you can listen to each week's KSL Movie Show in podcast form. It's available on the KSL Plus app, the KSL News Radio app, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
See, that's good to know because my kids asked the last couple of days. I don't know why. Dad, when are the Oscars? When are the Oscars? Sometime soon?
So Andy weekend. Knows. Andy knows.
We saw Dune 2. You guys saw it. I know we were talking about it a lot. Andy's seen it. It's the big, big movie to see.
Yeah, but my kids want to see Kung Fu Panda.
As do mine, yes.
Hey, thanks for watching. I hope you and your family found this review helpful, and I invite you to check out my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming TV shows on KSLTV.com. I'll see you there.